Amazon's good news came too late to help the market yesterday. One of the country's biggest lenders said that its earnings had been hurt by an alarming increase in delinquencies, and the payment problems were not in the subprime or risky loan market. That helped send stock prices down across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.6% of its value, the worst day since March. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli.
What sent a chill down investors' spines was an especially sobering earnings report from Countrywide Financial. Countrywide is one of the companies that have been especially hard hit by the implosion of the subprime lending market. Yesterday, Chief Executive Angela Mozzillo said his company had also seen a downturn in other kinds of mortgage lending, like home equity loans. Chief Economist Joel Naroff of Commerce Bank says the possibility that the subprime slowdown will spread is a scary one for investors.
The real worry is that if financial institutions start seeing greater and greater problems in the prime market, that their earnings will fall and they indeed may become more restrictive in credit. And that could lead to even a greater slowdown in the economy.
Stocks were also hurt by a disappointing earnings report from DuPont, which saw its biggest decline in 2 years. The chemical company said it, too, had been sideswiped by problems in housing. And Apple shares fell after AT&T said it activated fewer iPhones than investors had been expecting. Apple fell 6.3%, and that helped drag down the NASDAQ Composite Index, which declined nearly 1.9%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.